let's see how we did this week. Got 10 50 for the lamp. Paid $4.98 for it. Less 75 cents for the bulb. 7% tax. Total profit on the lamp, $36,386.54. Total loss on the computer, $3.95. Come in. What's the matter, Aunt Esther?
Lamont, pour me a shot of booze.
A shot of what?
Just an ounce of alcohol, please.
What's the matter, Aunt Esther? I mean, I've never seen you drink before.
Lamont, hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up.
All right, here
you go. This stuff is bad. Really bad. But not as bad as I thought.
Okay, now, is there something wrong? You want to tell me what's the matter?
Lamont, that man is the most miserable, low-down, sneak-sliding, slick son I ever seen.
Keep your voice down, Aunt Esther. He's upstairs sleeping.
I ain't talking about your father. I'm talking about my soon-to-be ex-husband.
Oh, you and Woody had a fight, huh?
Drinking and smoking ain't so bad, but the way he looks at other women is disgusting.
Oh, come on, Aunt Esther. It can't be that bad.
Oh, no. When he walked down the street, I had to put a bib on him to keep him from drooling all over himself. Does he want to look at other women?
Oh, Ernesto, look, now I know you're upset, but look, I tell you what, look. Everything is gonna be okay, all right? Now we'll go for a walk and we'll talk it over and you'll feel a lot better. You'll see.
Lamont, you are a fine young man.
Yeah.
But I feel so sorry for your father.
You feel sorry for my father? Why you feel sorry for my father?
Because even though I've never had a drop of alcohol in my life, I know cheap liquor when I taste it.
Hey, Lamont! Lamont! Come on in. I said, come on in, didn't I? What do you want me to do? Come on in and lay a carpet out for you. Come on in.
Hey.
Hey, Woody. Gee, you just in time for breakfast. Good. Say, how you like your eggs?
Oh, I'll just have some juice. I think I've lost the will to live.
You ain't lost your will to drink. Why are you so upset?
Oh, Esther and I just had to fight to end all fights.
Well, did you punch you in the face?
No.
Well, you want me to do it for you?
You know, Fred, I think Esther and I are through.
Wait a minute now, through? That's too much. Now, that's serious business.
Yeah, well, I know it's serious, but I've had enough.
But look, 30 years. 30 years of marriage. And you know, in marriage vows are awful strict. You know, it's through sickness and through health, and to better or worse. And the main thing is until death do us part. I know what I think of that.
What?
Kill her.
You know the one thing that really drives me crazy? Huh. The way Esther always accused me of running around with other women.
Well, do you?
No.
Let me do it for you.
Now, look, Fred, I really want to make my marriage work, but I need your help.
Well, I don't know.
Now, please, Fred, I'm asking you as a friend.
Okay, then. Well, now, here's what to do. Fool around.
What?
I mean, not fool around, for real fool around. Just fool around to make Esther jealous, and then that'll make you appealing to her. and she wants you back. I can see the two of you back together now. Appealing and appalling.
But that's no good, Fred. You see, I don't know any girls.
You don't?
No.
Well, leave that to Reddy Freddy. Let me get my black book out.
You got a little black book?
You better bet I got a black book.
Fred, you're something else.
Yeah, I'm something else, all right. Listen here. How you like that? Now, in here is 15 years of the biggest hits, including some oldies and some goodies.
Well, it sure is huge. You sure know a lot of women.
No, it ain't that huge. You know, it's just, I don't know too many women, but I just got them lined up here and listed three different ways. See, in alphabetical order. Then I got them in sizes. And then according to their most recent performance.
It's no use, Fred. I'll never be a Romeo like you.
Well, that's true, and you can say that many times you want to. Hey, look here. I think I met a girl the other day to be perfect for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, I met her in the supermarket. See, I was buying some corn, mm-hmm. and she was buying some lima beans. Mm-hmm. And we bumped into each other, and immediately, succotash. Yeah, I got it right here. Here she is right here. Laverne Gomez. She's part French and part Indian and Spanish. And I'll leave the best part for you. I got a phone number. I'll call up for you now.
Well, I don't know, Fred. Maybe I'm acting a little hasty. You know, maybe Esther isn't all that bad.
Yes, she is. She's bad, Woody. I'll tell you the truth. When Esther was a little girl, a guy drove up beside her and offered her some suckers to get under his car.
Hey, Fred, now Esther's still my wife.
Well, you have my sympathy on that. I'll just go ahead and call the girl here.
Well, all right, but what am I going to say to her?
Well, I mean, you know what to say to her. Just be natural. That's the main thing. See, the trick is for these girls just to relax. Be normal. Relax. Here it is right here. See, and don't try to put on no airs. Just be calm.
Okay. Hello there.
Yes, this is Baron de Sanford. Hey, listen. I was just recently describing you to a very debonair friend of mine. And according to his actions, I'm sure he got the hot to trot. Yeah, he is. Now go ahead and make a date with her, and I'll go fix us a pot of coffee.
Okay. Hello? Laverne? Yes, Lur Woody here. Yes, I'm fine, thank you. I would love to meet you, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Now. You feel any better on Esther?
Oh, I think so. You know, maybe Woody and I can work something out. He's not such a bad man.
No, I'm sure everything is going to be just fine on us. Now, look, let's go in the house, and I'll get the keys to the truck and drive you home, all right?
All right.
See, you feel better already.
Yeah, I feel much better.
You know, that's really funny. You know, you have a great sense of humor. Say, listen, why don't you drop by sometime?
Hello, Woodrow, darling.
And fix the leak under the kitchen sink.
Would you please forgive me? It was all my fault.
Well, just forget it, Esther. Maybe we can try again, huh?
Well, if you cut down on drinking and smoking, I promise I won't be jealous of you and other women.
And find me appealing, huh?
Well, it might be pretty hard, but sure.
Okay.
Oh, hey, now that's what I like to see. That's beautiful.
Well, here you are with it. Yes, what are you doing here?
What do you mean, what am I doing here?
Well, wolf woman don't usually come out until it's a full moon.
Hey, Pop, why don't you dig yourself? Man, can't you see that Uncle Woody and Aunt Esther are back together again?
Yeah. Oh. Well, then you won't be wanting this coffee, Woody.
Why not?
Well, you don't want to be staying awake married to that.
That's enough with the insults, Fred. I'm going home with my wife. Come
on,
baby.
You do that, Uncle Woody.
You tell him, baby. Right. We going home.
That's right.
Hello. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, Woody. Laverne wants to speak to you.
Laverne? Who is Laverne?
Oh, that's all right. That's all over with now.
Over?
Bye.
You must have had to start something to get something over. So if you done started something, I'm going to get it over.
Now, you see, there you go again. Convicting me without a trial.
Now, I'm getting tired of you thinking I've done something wrong when I haven't done anything wrong. Now, let me tell you one thing, Woodrow. I am not leaving this house until I find out about this Laverne woman.
Well, good. Fred, go get some cement. We'll make us a statue.
Yeah. Okay.
What? Now, let me tell you one thing. I can't trust you at all. The minute I try to have that new dream rabbit, I'm going to bust it down. You ain't nothing but a business. I don't want you no more.
Well, now that's just fine with me, too. Goodbye!
Hey, wait a minute. Where are you going?
I will not stay in that house with this man no more.
Lamont, can I sleep in your room?
Sure,
Esther.
Go ahead and help
yourself. Thank you. Now you did it. Now you went and did it. Esther gonna be in this house? Oh. Esther gonna be here. Elizabeth, I'm coming, honey. I know I'm coming. This time I can see my tombstone. Fred Sanford lies here. 1908, 1975. Died from an overdose of ugly.
Morning, Pop. See you went shopping. Mm-hmm. Well, you still ain't talking to me, huh? Mm-hmm. Hey, what you want me to do, throw our nest out in the street? Mm-hmm. Look, Pop, in a day or so, our nest and Uncle Woody will get this thing settled, man, and everything will be back to normal. Mm-hmm. You're still gonna be stubborn, aren't you? Mm-hmm. You ain't gonna talk to me? Mm-hmm. You gonna talk to Aunt Esther? Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. If you don't say nothing to her and she don't say nothing to you, it won't be no argument. Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Lamont.
Good morning, Aunt Esther. I hope you slept well last night.
Yes, I did, thank you.
Sit down, I'll get you a cup of coffee.
Thank you. I know you haven't been dusted in years.
My, poor little couch. I bet this is the first time you've been sat on by a buffalo.
Poor little Walls. I feel so sorry for you to have to stay here and hear the language that comes out of this house.
Poor Wall, you ought to be glad you ain't got no eyes to see who's talking to you.
You move your smelly old feet so I can get the nap up on the rug.
Why don't you bend over so I can put my foot where to raise the nap on your head?
Why, you old bean-eating, beady-head, bear-hugging donkey.
It takes a jackass to know a donkey.
Why, you don't tell me.
I'm going to tell you anything.
Now, you ain't tell me nothing. I love you.
Get out of here.
You
don't tell me.
I thought you two wasn't gonna talk to each other.
Well, son, I wasn't gonna say a word, but she came down here and tried to turn my sofa and wall against me.
Listen!
No, you listen. You see these two fists here? They're stereo. And I'm gonna put them both in your ears.
Right. Wait a minute, just stop it. No, not. Come in!
Stanford, Lamont, I heard about your aunt and uncle, so I thought I'd drop by to see if I could be of some assistance when I heard the
disheartening clamor of a personal altercation.
It was her.
It was him.
Her.
Him.
Would you two
her.
Stop it? Would you just stop it?
Lamont, I believe we have here a 415.
What's a 415?
Unsolved domestic squabble. Now, Mrs. Anderson, I think you should know that we policemen are specifically trained in the psychological problems emanating from the aggressive tendencies between espoused couples. So now why don't you try to settle your little differences amicably and intellectually? What you should do is run right home, look your husband straight in the face and sing, "It's so nice to have a man around the house, you rickety dickbastard." That was just a little madcap musicality, you know, that I threw in there to try to ease the tension a bit. Mrs. Anderson, if I may speak to you for a moment, perhaps you can straighten this thing out.
Now, in a day or so, this whole thing between Aunt Esther and Woody will be straightened out.
I gotta spend another 24 hours, Esther. I'd rather drink muddy water and sleep in a hollow log.
Well, just do it for me. It's only 24 hours. I mean, what could it hurt, all right?
Okay, one more day.
Right, just be calm.
I'll be calm.
Be cool.
Be cool.
And be collected.
Be collected. One day I'll be just calm, cool, and collected.
Mrs. Anderson and I have solved the entire problem. She is going to get a divorce, and she'll be staying right here with you. But, probably for no more than 6 months.
Oh, no, 6 months? Son, call Forest Lawn and tell him I'm calm, cool, and ready to be collected.
Hey, what's happening, Bob?
Love is happening, son. Love. How about this?
Hey, that's hip. All this for Aunt Esther and Uncle Woody?
Yeah, kind of class, ain't it?
Yeah. Especially these place cards written in crayon.
Well, see, they don't know it yet, but I'm getting these two lovebirds together so I can get that buzzard out of my house.
Well, I see you still haven't learned your lesson.
Sure I have. Look where I got the bouquets right here, son. See? It's sitting right there in front of Esther's face so Woody won't have to see it.
That's not what I'm talking about, Papa. I'm talking about interfering with a husband and wife when they're arguing.
Listen, I know what I'm doing.
All right. I just don't want to have nothing to do with it. I'm going upstairs and get cleaned up.
Why don't
you know what you're doing?
I know what I'm doing. Come on in. Hey, Woody.
Hey, Fred. Say, I got this invitation to dinner from Esther.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Esther is so lovable, so warm. She's such a thing.
Yeah, listen to this, Fred. Roses are red. Mustards are green. Come over for dinner and we'll lick our plates clean.
Hey.
Hello, Woodrow, darling.
Hello, Esther.
Thanks for the dinner invitation.
Invitation? But I thought you...
Listen, why don't the two of y'all, Esther, come right over and sit down, honey. Sit down right here.
Okay.
Sit down, Woodrow. Listen. this is the best dinner I ever fixed in my life for y'all. Know what I'm having? Oysters Rockefeller and spaghetti under glass. And for dessert, something continental. Twinkies flambé. Listen, you two get together and enjoy yourself. I'll be right back.
Oh, Fred, you didn't have to go to all this trouble.
I know that. Just enjoy the champagne there, darling.
Champagne?
Nothing but the best. Nothing but the best from your husband, Woody.
French wine. Straight from the vineyards of J.C. Penney. Woodrow, I missed you. Did you miss me?
Well, yes, I guess I did, Esther.
Oh, Woodrow, how do I really look?
Oh, you look just like a big bouquet of flowers.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Isn't that romantic? Holding hands. That's nice. I'll be back. Hey. Look here, son. They holding hands, and Woodrow ain't even wearing his work gloves.
And none of the children know when to stop.
Fred, Lamont, I'm happy to announce that Esther and I are getting back together.
Hey, see, now, tell you, I knew what I was doing. Fred Sanford, the king of hearts. Come in.
I'm Jackie, Laverne's sister.
Jackie, Laverne's sister.
That's right. She said there's a fellow over here who wants to swing.
Where is he?
Swing?
It must be some mistake.
Start talking, Woody.
And there's no mistake. I'd like for you to meet Fred Sanford, your gypsy prince.
No, come on. Oh, he's a you got real cash? Where you keeping it? In this piggy bank?
Ah, yes. What's happening, Cuddles? Hey, look, Aunt Esther called, man. She said everything is fine at home with her and Uncle Woody. How was your date with Jackie?
So we went to a disaster movie.
Where?
Yeah, Sound of Music.
Pop, the Sound of Music is not a disaster movie.
It is when you're walking down the aisle with Jackie and she slipped on the Milky Way and crushed me and the Usher to death.
Thank you.